In 130-plus U.S. hospitals, there's now whistleblowers, documents, and recordings coming out. But we already knew this, but now it's confirmed. They had special floors set up, in most cases, with people that weren't even doctors or nurses, but were technicians. So they said, your family can't come see you. And had quotas, and we know the $51,000 bonus for killing somebody. But now the insiders are coming out. Think of the organized evil of that. That's the point. Can you organize people to kill people in front of everybody and get away with it? I mean, people, the ADL, is this really what you want to be part of? I mean, come on, man. Really, you're that bad? Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe. I'm getting chills right now. This is so horrible. The UK, Canada, the US took men, women, and children, and the computers would tell them who to hit, and they would take them to special floors at 130-plus hospitals in the US alone. Kill floors is what they're called. And they would then put them on ventilators even when they didn't need it, in almost every case, and put them on enough drugs to kill them. We even have, right before they released COVID, the massive stockpiling in these different countries and news articles about it, of the drugs to do the killing. Now, when I say the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and the leftists and Antifa are just the front of these groups, saying the number one threat's white supremacy, not big pharma and the mad scientists of the New World Order. They are just the front groups for this. And the ideology at the top of this is a eugenics-based, transhumanist, mad scientist cult wanting to accelerate depopulation so the rulers of the planet can enjoy the fruits of the earth without us being, quote, on their land. So this is beyond a Hitlerian system. This would make Hitler blush. But when we talk about this, I want it to sink in to everybody. They're not just chemically and surgically castrating and sterilizing our boys and girls. They're not just shipping in fentanyl, the number one cause of death below the age of 45. They're not just dissolving the borders in massive human trafficking. They're not just raping children on Epstein's Island. They're not starting World War III with Russia. They have set the precedent through a global system with global QR codes and global world ID to bring in a new world currency to control all of our actions and movements. And they have already corrupted thousands of hospitals around the world to be part of a protocol and operation to bring in fake nurses and doctors. That's why they closed the hospitals, wouldn't let staff in to the other areas. They use the more high-tech modern hospitals where it's all badge controlled. They already set it up before COVID was released in 2019, a year before. They already drilled, and then they set the precedent as a beta test to conservatively kill around 500,000 people with this method worldwide. Around half of those in the United States. And we have all the documents, all the proof. We'll be covering it in the second hour. But just let that sink in. We have a government following a UN globalist, Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, Anthony Fauci operation. The original test was HIV and the drugs that actually killed the people, like AZT. And they did the same thing with remdesivir this time that makes your organs turn off. They put you on a ventilator. When you first go to the doctor sick, they say, come back if you get sicker. They know you're going to get sicker. Then they put you on a ventilator. Then they give you a bunch of different serious drugs that are used in anesthesia, and you die. They kill you with an above hospice level dose. And they did it to homeless people. They did it to old people. They did it to young people. They did it as a plan to see if they get away with it. And could they lock us in our houses? And would the police attack us and take us to jail if we left our houses? Could they then push a poison shot on us that all the studies show and what top scientists warned beforehand would happen? Massive cancer increase. New Scientist reports cancer mystery as cases rise among younger people around the world. And we have the list of countries. It's all the countries that took the Moderna and Pfizer shots. The biggest two-year increase in history, massive. They said it's absolutely devastating. Cancer in young people is up multi-thousand percentage points. Starting to get the picture here. I mean, we talk about how they're killing us and they talk about how they want to be populated. So they're doing it while there's this background noise of, oh, the white people are racist and, oh, the ADL, there's white supremacists everywhere. Meanwhile, we have a global big pharma system that has injected millions of people with a self-replicating spike protein that is cancerous and that is anti-fertility and that attacks your organs and your eyes and your heart and your brain, and the death is all around us, and life expectancy is plunging, and they created all these new mutated viruses by giving the so-called vaccine during the viral spread, which you never do. Because they know it causes mutations and survival of the fittest. And we are literally living in a Holocaust. We are in the second great Holocaust that makes what Hitler did look like an unorganized field trip of five-year-olds running around with a bunch of spasmodic grab-assing. And Hitler was the most organized murder operation the planet ever seen to that point. Well, the New World Order said, hold my beer. And so I want to say to La Raza and Mecha and the KKK and the ADL and all these different race-based groups, we're all going to be destroyed by this. And if you think anybody is going to be immune from the hell that's coming down and what the cutting off of the worldwide energy systems mean and the collapse of the third world, it's over, folks. We're already deep inside the killing, and the only way this turns around is if not just the good people stand up, but even people that have been serving evil have that come to Jesus moment and just admit you are the bad guys. And you're going to kill us all, you fools. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. And the term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. When you get people that I personally know, whose mother or father or brother or sister would go in with a bad cough and trouble breathing, and they wouldn't give them drugs, wouldn't give them treatment. They'd say, just go home, take some aspirin. And when they couldn't breathe, they'd come back and put them on a ventilator, and there was same thing in every Western country. On average, the equivalent of $53,000 to put somebody on a ventilator, another $12,000 if they died. So the hospital systems were getting more than $60,000. No matter where you were, it was the same in the UK, same in Australia, same here. Same program, same deal. Oh, you can't see your loved one Well, they weren't letting the nurses and doctors that normally work there. They were telling them, oh, we're not doing regular care right now at these key hospitals. Remember? Oh, the hospital's closed. You'd go there. No cars are there, but they'd show you, oh, it's so busy. There's people in hazmat crews. You don't come to the hospital. We can't do that elective surgery. We can't even see people that had heart attacks. Remember, they had messages. You know, COVID's so bad, the hospitals are so overwhelmed. Orders went out all over the world. Do not resuscitate someone with a heart attack to an ambulance because we don't have the staff. Because they sent them home at most of the major big hospitals for the first 6 months. Remember this? And said, and you can't see your loved ones either because they were murdering people and setting that precedent to turn hospitals into pure, straight-up death camps. We'll document it all next hour. Now, I'm going to ask everybody there. I don't care if you're an idiot KKK member or an evil, villainous ADL commando. Come on. They did the same thing somewhere else, too. Israel had the highest rate of murdering people after the UK. Oh, the Jews run it all, according to the yays of the world. But then why was Israel the most clamped down on other than maybe Singapore? And Netanyahu said 6 months ago, I can play the clip. Netanyahu said, hey, Israel's a testing bed now. We're going to test all the drugs on our people. We all have a medical ID. We're going to find out what works, what hurts people, what helps them. He was so brazen in a Jordan Peterson interview.
Record on a medical record of a robust population. It's got, you have to have diversified populations. We have people from 100 lands. This is a very powerful engine. Now let pharma companies, let medical companies, let them run algorithms on this database, okay? I'm telling you right away that I'll give preference for a few years to Israeli firms, but you can create, and then to the world, but you can create, a biotechnological industry that is unheard of right now, unheard of, unimagined even. And these are just the examples. So we can become a lot, stave off Iran, become allied unto the nations in groundbreaking. Give you one example so you'll see, because I don't want to bore you with detailed plans, but they are detailed in my mind. We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, my conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer, and I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database, 98%, a medical database, 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card. And anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference. Boom, you punch it in and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with, meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it? You know, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer. And that's how we did it. We got it out and we gave the information to the world. Not only, it's been published in medical magazines and so on. That's a database we have. I intend to bring on that base, database of medical, personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Give me a saliva, a sample, volunteer. But I'm sure most people would do it. Maybe we'll pay them. Now we have a genetic record on a medical record of a robust population. It's got, you have to have diversified populations. We have people from 100 lands. This is a very powerful engine. Now let pharma companies, let medical companies, let them run algorithms on this database, okay? I'm telling you right away that I'll give preference for a few years to Israeli firms, but you can create, and then to the world, but you can create, a biotechnological industry that is unheard of right now, unheard of, unimagined even. And these are just the examples. So we can become, stave off Iran, become allied unto the nations in groundbreaking.
And it's just like, why? It's about power. And it's not just go be a pedophile to get in the club. These hospitals, people that did this, are now in the murder club. They now joined the gang. They now killed a bunch of people and got paid to do it. This is an operation. We'll be right back. From England to Morocco, from Israel to the United States, from Canada to New Zealand, through the biomedical complex and under UN direction, itself given directives by Bill Gates' combine, the Carnegie Endowment, the CIA, they openly cleared the hospitals, kicked out the regular staff at key facilities, and murdered people in each nation. It's all coming up next hour with the documents. Now I'm going to ask the FBI, I'm going to ask school teachers, I'm going to ask auto mechanics, I'm going to ask pastors, I'm going to ask the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, black people, white people, old people, gay people, straight people. You understand this is all real, okay? People ask why I don't have any fear. Because we are in an ocean of evil and we're all going to be destroyed if we don't stop this. This is all on record. Remember, they told you the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Now, the Bilderberg Group's real all over the news. They're going to save you. Let's put up the live show headline, please. Genocide emergency. 138 U.S. hospitals established secret kill floors to murder COVID patients. Whistleblowers and documents now dropping. And then look around you, everything else that's happening. They take little girls' forearms and their muscles out of their thighs and build fake penises that almost always rot off and fall off in a few months. Looks like something out of Hellraiser. And I didn't know this. The crew showed me. I never got to it last week. The new Hellraiser is a transgender pinhead who actually transgenders people and rips the muscles out of their legs and arms and gives them fake penises. So they're telling you this is Hellraiser. And they're doing it at the hospitals. How much of this are we going to take, ladies and gentlemen? And then when we criticize this, we're Nazis? Because we're anti-war, we're Nazis? At secretive annual meeting attended by world's elite, AI tops the agenda. Meeting secretly in Portugal, the annual meeting of the Bilderberg Group is going to save us from the AI by all the world leaders, including the head of Pfizer and others, meeting with the World Economic Forum at the Bilderberg Group to carry this out. CBS News, CNBC, they're all reporting it.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready.
Any regular viewer or listener knows that InfoWars delivers hardcore, game-changing information that is at the very forefront of fighting tyranny worldwide and promoting human liberty. And the products we sell are no different. And I know that most of you tune in for the news and information and just glaze over the products, but I want to encourage you to take a few notes and to research what I'm about to tell you, because all of our products are incredible. But these two particular products are simply amazing. Take the Real Red Pill Plus. It's called Plus because it's been around about 8 years, but 3 years ago we updated it to make it even better. So when we update a formula, it's called Plus after the name. I was going to a major medical clinic when I was 40, getting my blood tested, talking to one of the top doctors in Texas, and he was selling supplements, and he recommended basically this supplement that had all these trace elements of key amino acids and preglinone in it, and all I did was take that formula and soup it up and make it even better and sell for a lower price. So that's what I do, and that's what Real Red Pill Plus is. It's been out for about 8 years. About 3-4 years ago, we updated the formula. We haven't had it for 2 years because during the lockdowns, we couldn't get the ingredients anymore. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need to read what's in it. Let me go over a few of these ingredients because, again, most supplements don't have this. Vitamin K, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper. Most things don't have that, and that's key. Copper's really hot right now, but we came up with this 8-9 years ago. Manganese, chromium, molybdenum as an amino acid. Beetroot, preglinone's the key ingredient. Green tea extract, coffee fruit, yerba mate leaf, guarana seed extract. Instant energy, but in a few days or a week or so, the other ingredients kick in and do incredible things. You need the Real Red Pill Plus. Sold out for over 2 years. Got a big shipment in 4 or 5 months ago. It's almost sold out. But despite that fact, we're offering it right now for 40% off for another week or so. And then it's going back to regular price, and it'll sell out. It'll be months until we get more of it in. Then there's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, because we updated the formula, made it even better. Super concentrated chicken broth. You know what that does for your immune system, your body, your joints, everything. It's incredible. Then it's got really strong turmeric and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and a bunch of other ingredients. This is a superfood of superfoods. For not just stamina and energy and immune system and libido, but everything in your body. This product is almost sold out as well. But despite that fact, it's also still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out Ultimate Bone Broth and Real Red Pill Plus. Make the order, support the broadcast, which is a win-win, and get the incredible product for yourself. Again, my friends, out of the millions of listeners we have that spread the word and pray for the broadcast and do so much great things, we know that less than 1% actually ever buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So if just a percentage of you or more simply go to the site, you'll experience how great it is, and we'll have all the funding we need not to just survive and battle the globalists, but to expand in the face of this tyranny at this critical time. So get your Real Red Pill Plus 40% off before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com, and Ultimate Bone Broth Plus as well. They'll blow you away. Take action now.